The main breakthrough that we made on this film that was really important to me was having humans look fantastic. Because if you look at the first Toy Story, I think that's the weakest part of the film. The humans almost look like toys themselves. They're very crude looking, very stiff. It was the best we could do at the time with the tools that we had. But we expended a huge amount of effort, not only in the design of the humans to have them look appealing, but also in kind of crafting the minutia animation controls in them so that we could really bring them to life on huge movie screens. And you know, we spend our lives looking at faces. We look at people, we react in different ways to tiny movements of musculature. And when you don't have that quite right, it suddenly you have a robot that you're looking at. You have like an artificial life. And I didn't want artificial life. I wanted a soul up on screen. And so we took the time.
How do you do that? Do you sit and look at Darla and talk to her and do you get a mirror? Well, we do, but you also need to.
I mean, we spend our lives looking at people. And so, we have to just really think about all those little, kind of just break down those little twitches of the mouth and the eye.
And we're so fortunate to work with, as Lee mentioned, so many talented people. And it's all about appeal. Mm-hmm. So there's this, indescribable.
That word is indescribable.
You can't even describe it.
Magic that creates this appeal, and it was really important to us. The little girl Bonnie is super appealing because we knew that she was going to be the new home for the toys, and we actually finaled her, and we felt like Abby sat with her for a while, and she's not quite appealing enough, charming enough, winsome enough to be deservative of the new home for our toys.
Right.
So, in the end, I told all my animators, and I had some of my top animators, who were some of the top animators in the world, working on that last scene with the humans, and they were putting a lot of effort into the scenes, and I said to them, you know what, if you do your job well now, nobody's going to ever know what you did. Nobody's going to look at this and say, wow, that's fantastic animation, except maybe other animators.
Right.
You've done your job well, the work will fall away, and people will just believe what they're seeing, and believe these people, and believe that they have souls. And I'm very happy with what they did, and very proud of it.
These three movies also, they are threaded together so beautifully.